We talk boys tennis. They've been off to a pretty good start here so far, and varsity and JV, they've been up there at the top of the standings for a lot here so far, and they will continue their competition on Friday now at home. That was scheduled for tomorrow, but it's been moved to Friday because of the wind, and it's probably a good deal there. And we're talking with a sophomore, right?
Yeah.
Sophomore Dante Franco. I'm glad I remember that. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. Just had dinner. So.
All right. Well, even better now.
Yeah.
Well, you've had a pretty good start to the season, playing quite a bit of varsity doubles there, and that's been pretty good. Talk about your season so far.
Well, so far it's been pretty good. You know, like last year, I was learning everything. It was a new experience. But, you know, this year I got everything down except for my backhand. That's my worst thing. So, but, like, yeah, it's pretty good. My partner, Ben. Well, at Great Bend last Saturday, we got first. We did pretty good.
And, you know, that's big meet there, facing a lot of bigger schools, and you guys are right up there in the race. What was that feeling like after you won the meet?
All that stress just went away, basically.
Yeah.
So, like, it felt pretty good. It felt pretty good. So,
all right. Yeah. But you mentioned the last year to this year, and has the game kind of slowed down for you guys?
Yeah.
All right. What's a goal that you have as you work through this season?
Place at regionals, go to state.
All right, top six, right?
Yeah.
All right, but, yeah, and continue to dominate on varsity, right?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, continue to keep up the good work. Thanks again for joining us here, and good luck to you coming up.
All right, thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Dante Franco, and next guest here, I'm going to let him introduce himself because I tried and I failed a little bit there, and introduce yourself.
Hello, guys. My name is Benjamin Resendiz, and I play tennis for Scott City, Kansas.
All right, the Beavers.
Yeah.
Yeah. What grade are you?
I am a sophomore.
All right. Is this your second year out?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've made it up to varsity. You've had a good start to your career here in varsity. And last week, first place at Great Bend. What was that feeling like after you're done?
Well, every single meet I go to, I always have like a feeling in my stomach. It's like butterflies in your stomach, I guess. Like every meet, like there's all these people and then the way they play. Like, it's, like, crazy how other people play and all that stuff. But when they hit, like, really good hits in, then that kind of creeps me out. And, you know, but, yeah, I think it's pretty good that we got first on that.
Yeah.
Meet.
So do you like playing up at the net, or you more like to play in the back?
Well, Dante used to like playing from the back, but either way, I like usually playing from the front because – if they ever set me up, then that means I'm pounded downtown. I'm going to spike that ball, and hopefully they don't get it back.
All right. You seem pretty confident there. Did that meet last Saturday really build your confidence?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll play at home on Friday there, and I know that's got to be pretty exciting to showcase the talents on the home court, huh?
Yes, sir.
What would you like to see throughout the rest of this year?
My main goal is, well, I'm going to try to make it back to varsity, and as Dante said, I'm going to try to, like, place in regionals and then try to make it a state.
All right. Well, congratulations on a good start to the season. Good luck to you coming up here.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. And now we'll have our next guest. It'll be Coach Corbin Jansen here joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Well, Coach, you guys have had an awful nice start to the season here, and a lot of returners, but a lot of underclassmen as well, and they're really playing pretty confident right now.
Yeah, we're loaded with a bunch of sophomores, and that's kind of been our varsity so far up to this point, with the exception of Eric Chaplin. And, you know, every meet we've went to, we've competed really well, and just kind of getting a feel for where we're at and trying to distinguish that top six for us.
Yeah, how tough has that been early on here so far?
Yeah, that's the hardest part of my job right now is seeing who our top six is. And, you know, sometimes it settles itself on the court, but finding that right doubles team for our two doubles right now is kind of where we're at.
Well, that's I guess you could say, a pretty good problem to have.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we want to put our best team out there, especially come regionals time, and hopefully we'll find that between now and then.
Yeah, on Saturday you go to Great Bend, and – A little mix up with some other events going on there on Saturday as well, and you guys ended up tying Garden City for first, but unfortunately lost the head-to-head tiebreaker, but still to put yourself in that position, almost taking two meets right out of the gates here.
Yeah, that's the best we've competed against Garden City, and you know, even since I was in high school, as far as I know, and so that's great that we're right there, and hopefully we can get them at their own meet or something down the line.
Well, you've been led, of course, by your singles players there, Dylan and also Avery. They've really had a good start to the year there, and they've been right there at the top for a lot of those events.
Yeah, Dylan played doubles last year and stepped in. You know, we just playing at warming up for state last year, we saw some moments. I went, he might be a singles player in the future. And mm-hmm. He's just very consistent, plays from baseline really well, and pushes Avery every day, and hitting against Avery makes anybody better. So I'm really pleased with their play. Dylan's right now is undefeated at two singles. So well, he'll have a chance to play up at one singles at a couple meets this season and really see where we're at.
All right. And, you know, Friday, I know that's got to be pretty exciting. You're going to be at home. And, of course, better to play it on Friday than tomorrow there. But, you know, it's a little earlier than you've had in years past, your home meet there. So what are some things to expect there on Friday for you guys?
You know, we're facing, I think, five teams from our regional. So if we can beat those five and see where we're at with them, gives us a good idea of where we're at for regionals. Have an opportunity to put two teams out on the courts, two full six varsity teams, and give some of these guys who haven't had varsity experience a chance to play on the home court. And Eric Chaplin today said, you know, it's my senior year and I've never played on the home courts just because of scheduling conflicts in the past, and of course losing his sophomore season here. So exciting for him and all these guys to play on the home courts and hopefully get a lot of first and second place finishes both.
Well, that's got to be exciting as well for him and your crew there this year. You're going to have a lot of home events there. You get league, of course, here, and then regionals this year.
Yeah, we're blessed with such nice facilities that I don't think anyone's complaining about coming here to play, except when the wind's blowing 70 miles per hour. But that part's out of our control.
And, yeah.
There's no better place to play in Western Kansas than our courts here.
Oh, absolutely. They're a great setup there. And that's Friday. Begins at 1?
Yep, 1 o'clock start.
Awesome. Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks a bunch once again for the time here. And good luck to you guys coming up here on Friday.
Thanks, Adam.